尼希米他并不眷恋他的权威。
So Nehemiah did not want to assert his authority.
他可以不做大官，但是他一定要做大事。
He didn't want to be a high official, but he wanted to do high noble things.
虽然他以一个平民的身份回到以色列地。
Even though he returned to the land of Israel as an ordinary citizen.
波斯王还是命令他作为省长。
The Persian king still set him as a governor.
他祷告四个月，好像什么都没有改变。
He prayed for 4 months, and it seemed like nothing changed.
其实神所安排的，悄悄的在暗中改变了。
But actually, God's arrangement was able to change things secretly.
他所求的并不是要浪费在宴乐中。
What he wanted was not to indulge in pleasures.
他的四个月祷告的信心上的考验。
But it was 4 months of testing his faith and his prayer.
神安排美好的机会。
And God arranged for a great opportunity.
也赐给他智慧。
And granted him wisdom.
他所得到的是超过他所求所想的。
And what he received was more than what he wanted and prayed for.
他不是只有懂得哀哭啊，坐下来悲哀。
He didn't just sit down and cry.
哀哭太久。志气会被消磨。
When you cry too long, you will lose your will.
祷告以后让他刚强。
But prayer strengthened him.
眼泪擦了，我们还是要继续做工。
After wiping away our tears, we must continue to work.
他回到以色列地呢，他就勘察他所要修建的耶路撒冷的城墙。
After returning to Israel, he inspected the walls of Jerusalem, which needed rebuilding.
他了解困难有多大。
He understood the gravity of the situation.
困难虽然很大，
even though it was a big problem,
但是他所信靠的神，他的能力比这些更大。
But the God he trusted in had greater power.
所以他能够信心一直的依靠神。
So he was able to constantly put his faith in God.
他心中知道要怎么做。
He knew what to do in his mind.
他也跟他的同胞。做了美好的沟通。
And he also communicated well with his peers.
他也为神做美好的见证。
He also bore a good testimony for God.
所以大家就志气高昂，要同心来为神建造城墙。
So everybody came together and wanted to rebuild the wall for God.
我们上一次所谈到的第三章一份工作的安排表。
Last time we discussed chapter 3, which was a record of how they arranged the work.
表面上看起来是尼希米来安排。
Superficially, it looks like Nehemiah is doing the arranging.
但是这些神都纪念。
But God remembers everybody.
那殷勤工作的神纪念了。
God remembers those who worked hard.
那么该做不做的神也知道了。
God also knows those who didn't do what they were supposed to do.
尼希米站在需要他的那个地方。
Nehemiah stood in a place where he was needed.
他没有选择顺境，没有选择人多的地方。
He didn't choose what was easy. He didn't choose what was popular.
他出现在需要他的那个地方。
But he was present in a place where he was needed.
故乡是1500公里之外遥远的地方。
He was 1,500 kilometers away from home.
他第一次回去，要回去都要征得皇帝的同意。
He needed the king's permission to go back the first time.
故乡是梦中才会梦得到的一个地方。
He was going to his homeland, which he could only dream about.
虽然没有看见，但是他仍然爱。
Even though he had not seen it, he loved the place.
所以他就回国了。
So he returned home.
那我们就发现他们着手计划以后啊。
And we see that with one hand they planned.
他们就开始动工。
And with the other they started working.
但是呢，困难才在开始动工以后出现了。
But problems only started after they started working.
他们已经越过了那个沟通的门槛了。
They have already passed the stage of communicating.
每一个家族都知道他们负担的责任区域在哪里。
Every house knew what their responsibility was.
他们要进行工作。
They had to work hard.
可是问题，麻烦才正开始。
But that's when all the trouble started.
我们看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
第四章是尼希米他继续带领百姓一面工作，一面来抵挡这个敌人的诡计。
Chapter 4 records how Nehemiah led the people to work, but also defended against these oppositions.
我们先从第一节来看到第三节。
Let's read verses 1 to 3.
这个参巴拉听见我们修建这个修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨，耻笑犹大人，对他弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说：这些软弱的犹大人做什么呢？要保护自己吗？要献祭吗？要一日成功吗？要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？第三节。
Verse three.
亚门人多比亚站在旁边说：他们所修造的石墙，就是狐狸上去也必把它踢倒了。好，我们就读到这里。开始动工了。
So they started the work.
这个参巴拉就是最主要的敌对者。
Now, Sambalat was the main opposer.
他是在耶路撒冷城之北的以色列地的北方的撒玛利亚省的省长。
He was the governor of Samaria, which was north to Israel.
原来南部的耶路撒冷附近的地方也是由他来管理。
And he was also in charge of the areas south of Jerusalem.
那现在分出来由尼希米来当犹大的这个省长。
But now Nehemiah had the role of being the governor.
那对于他的在政治上的利益，在很多的权益上，他一定觉得是受损。
Therefore, he would have felt like he was losing some political power.
所以他就想尽办法要来阻挡他们修建城墙。
So he tried to think of a way to stop them building the wall.
那这个消息呢，传进了参巴拉的耳朵。
So this news came to Sambalat.
他就大大发怒。
Then he was furious.
而且加于耻笑。
And he mocked them.
那第二节呀。
Verse two.
对他的弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说。
He spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria.
我们看到前面几次出现参巴拉的名字。
We see previously Sambalat's name appearing.
在第二章这个尼希米回到耶路撒冷的时候，这个参巴拉就开始生气了。
In chapter 2, when Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem, Sambalat was angry.
那第二章的十九节呢？当他们开始要建造的时候，这些人也都藐视，也生气。
Chapter 2, verse 19 talked about how they laughed at them and despised them.
而且用一个背叛的王的这个这样的一个罪名要来污蔑他们。
And they tried to accuse them of rebelling against the king.
好，那现在发生什么事啊？
Now what was happening?
现在这个军队都出现了。
Now the army had appeared.
本来是个人的领导者的这样的敌对。
Originally it was individual opposition.
所以我们看到尼希米说面对的困难越来越大。
But we see Nehemiah's challenge increasing.
敌人的势力越来越强。
The force of the enemy was increasing.
敌人的手段越来越凶狠。
The tactics of the enemy were getting more brutal.
现在组织军队要来对抗。
They are now forming an army to oppose.
那这个参巴拉呢，就对于他这个军队呢有一番的说话。
So Sambalat said this to his army.
他无非就是要进行心理战。
He is trying to start a psychological war.
对于他自己的军兵呢，要长他们的威风，要灭犹大人的志气。
He wants his army to be able to destroy the Jews' confidence.
那第三节又提到他另外一个领袖。
Verse 3 talks about another leader.
亚门人多比亚。
Tobiah the Ammonite.
他应该也是亚门的这个领导者。
He must have been a leader for the Ammonites.
好了，那这两个人就最主要的敌人最主要的敌人的带领者也是出现名字最多次的。
Both of them were the leaders of the enemies. Their name appeared the most.
那他也说话。
They also spoke.
他一唱一和的来附和的这个参巴拉他也说了他们所造的石墙就是狐狸上去那个墙也会倒啊。
Tobiah and Sambalat were in sync. Whatever they build, even if a fox goes up on it, will break it down.
他们现在面对的是什么呢？
What do they face now?
就是敌人一直用言语在取笑藐视。
The enemy used words to mock them.
最容易伤害人的方式就是说话。
The easiest way to hurt someone is to say something.
要藐视人，只要用言语就会消磨对方的志气。
To despise someone, all you need to do is speak.
那用言语来迷惑人，或者是说啊，使人失去信心呢、啊？这个在伊甸园里面就开始有了。
And even in the Garden of Eden, we can see that words were used to trick people.
魔鬼借着手跟女人说话。
Through the serpent, the devil spoke to the woman.
蛇对女人说，女人也对蛇说，蛇再对女人说，女人就猜来是了。
The serpent spoke to the woman replied, and the serpent spoke again, and the woman ate.
神造人能够说话，这原来是为了沟通意见跟感情。
God created humans to speak is for communication.
但是呢，如果被魔鬼利用，就用来毁谤神的工人。来攻击神的工人。
But if it is used by the devil, we end up attacking the workers of God.
你要去污蔑一个人，不费吹灰之力。
It is not hard to bring someone down.
也不需要理由。
And you don't need a reason.
毁谤的话语通常都是没有什么道理的。
Most slanderous words are without reason.
你看看参巴拉跟多比亚讲这些话。
Look at what Sambalat and Tobiah said.
这不用花力气的，不需要付钱的，是很简单就可以伤害人的。
These were easy, free words which could harm others.
他也不需要讲理啊。
They didn't need to be reasonable.
当一个人要诽谤别人的时候，他不需要讲理，他不需要合理的理由。
When a person wants to slander someone, they don't need to be reasonable.
一唱一和。
They were in sync.
我们每一个人都曾经在别人的言语中吃过亏。
All of us at some point would have been harmed by something someone said.
我们可以问啊，谁没有被别人的言语伤害过的，请举手。
Put your hand up if you've never been hurt by what someone said.
我们在座有哪一个未曾用言语去伤害过别人的，请举手。
Put your hand up if we have never hurt someone through what we have said.
我们都太客气了哈，都没有人举手。
Nobody wants to put their hand up.
是的。
Indeed.
我们就是这样。
This is what we are like.
就好像一堆刺猬在一起，彼此都用自己的刺去刺对方，对方也用刺来刺我们。
We are like a group of thorns together, poking each other.
那现在是敌人哦，敌人攻击神的工人。
Now it was the enemy that was attacking the workers of God.
他从五件事情、五句话问五个问题，这五个问题要针针见血。
And there are five very targeted questions.
你看看、他们言语多厉害啊，还一唱一和啊，好像唱双簧一样。
You can see it's almost like a duet. They're in sync.
那他要鼓励他的军兵啊，能够展威风啊，灭犹大人的志气。
So to encourage his army to bring down the confidence of the Jews.
他说这些软弱的犹大人在做什么呢
？Said what are these feeble Jews doing？
在搞什么玩意儿
？What are they playing at？
轻视藐视。
They are. He is.Despising them.
你们这样做就可以保护自己吗？你就安全了吗
？Will they fortify themselves?
异想天开啊，想得太天真了。
And they are being too naive.
你们要献祭啊
？Will they offer sacrifices?
很可能的意思是说，那你们在这边一直献祭，那你这个城墙自然会建好吗
？And they mean if you keep offering, will this wall be built?
那一天可以成功吗
？Will they complete it in a day?
在藐视他们的志气，藐视他们的恒心呐、你不。
They're questioning their zeal and their perseverance.
那再来。
Next.
那说到你们要建筑这个城墙，你们技术如何呢？你这个技术啊，这根本是不行嘛。
And then they started mocking their construction technique.
你们啊，好像拿出火烧过的石头，要再把它立墙。这火烧过的石头，它已经松散了，结构已经被破坏了。你把它丢弃上去，到最后呢，连狐狸上去，这个城墙都会跌下来。
Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish stones that are burnt? Because even if a fox goes up on it, it will break it down.
每一句话都充满了伤害。
Every statement is very hurtful.
你看看敌人的诡计多么的厉害。
We can see how cunning the enemy's tactics were.
有时候神的工人也是会面对这样的考验哦。
Sometimes God's workers also encounter these tests.
现在尼希米他面对的是敌人加给他的。
Now Nehemiah was facing this what this enemy was doing.
可是有时候在教会里面我们做工啊，弟兄姐妹无意中所说的话可能也会无意中去伤害到一些人。
But sometimes within the church, what brothers and sisters say may unintentionally hurt each other.
哦，那么第四节啊。
Verse 4.
我们看到了这个尼希米就向神祷告。
We see Nehemiah prayed to God.
他怎么去对付呢？
How did he oppose this?
向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
诶，他这个时候呢，他知道说不宜直接对抗。
He knew that he should not directly confront them.
哦，他不用魔鬼用的方法去对付魔鬼。
He is not using the devil's technique to go against the devil.
他不用敌人的方法去对付敌人。
He's not using the enemy's way to treat the enemy.
他也不从世界去找方法。
He is not using a worldly method.
如果他对抗，会引来更大的反抗。
If he confronts them, it will result in more confrontation.
那尼希米他也可以啊，大可拿出波斯王给他的诏书啊，拿出来证明啊，我就合法啊。
Nehemiah could have pulled out the letters that the Persian king had for him to prove he was legitimate.
但是波斯王远在1500公里之外。
But the king of Persia was 1,500 kilometers away.
远水救不了近火。
This thing which is so distant cannot solve this problem.
那如果他拿诏书出来，这个撒玛利亚的省长不见得会听从，那么可能又制造了更大的对立。
If Nehemiah produced these letters, not only would it not solve the problem, it may have created more problem.
而且现在建墙的这个工作正在进行，无暇顾及啊，还要分心去跟敌人对抗。
And now this rebuilding work was happening, but he was distracted by this enemy.
所以想来想去，最好的方法是什么呢？
So thinking about it, what's the best way?
那就是把这个问题带到神面前啊。
Is to bring this problem to God.
所以敌人藐视。
So the enemy despised them.
毁谤。
And mocked them.
攻击。
And attacked them.
啊，轻视。
And slandered them.
讥笑。
And laughed at them.
无非是要让以色列百姓啊，这个心智颓废。
It is only to make the Israelites lose heart.
失去信心。
And to lose faith.
那如今知道最好的就是向神来祷告。
Now they know the best thing to do is to pray to God.
哦，人不一定知道，但神通通知道，神都听见了。
People may not know, but God knows everything and God hears.
啊，回应敌人最的必这这样的一个攻击，最好的方法就是祷告。
The best way to respond to this enemy is to pray.
把这个问题都交给神。
To give this matter to God.
啊，因为神一定会处理。
Because God will deal with it.
啊，也把仇敌交给神去处置。
And we hand the enemy to God to deal with.
所以第五节,
so in verse 5,
他就把敌人交给神了。
He hands the enemy to God.
求神显出他公义的作为来。
May God show his righteousness.
好了，那敌人轻视藐视，那他们呢不理会，就继续的工作，祷告靠神。
So the enemy continues to provoke them, but they continue to work.
那他们这样的应对方法有没有奏效啊？
Was this method effective?
看第六节。
Verse 6.
那这样我们修造城墙，城墙就都联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。所以面对别人啊，敌人的轻视、藐视、攻击啊，他们就是专心祷告，信靠神，也专心做工。
So when encountering the problems with the enemies, they focused on praying to God and focused on working.
那结果在很短的时间之内，他们这个城墙已经高到一半了。
Then in a very short period of time, the wall was joined up to half of its height.
所以这个领导者他真的很有智慧。
So this leader was very wise.
你要找他理论吗？
Should you reason with them?
你要上告到这个波斯王吗？
Should you bring out the king of Persia?
他现在组织军队哦。
Because the enemy is forming an army.
他现在不费吹灰之力哦，这个吹牛也不用罚钱了。他现在就是跟你弄，再讲一些不合理的，让我们的心智给颓废。
And all the enemy has to do is say some words that can make us lose hope.
那结果真的堵住了这个敌人的嘴巴。
But they were able to stop the enemy's speech.
我们在教会做圣工啊。
In the church, when doing church work,
对神的信心很重要。
Having faith in God is important.
那有时候我们会听到一些杂音。
Sometimes we hear noise.
那忠心的工人呢，他会分辨。
But a faithful worker can tell the difference.
啊，他也不要被这个影响。
They will not be affected by it.
他清楚知道神带领他回来。
They know that. Oh, he knows that God has led him back.
啊，让他能够着手带领以色列百姓来重建这个圣城。
So that he can use, he can lead the people to rebuild this wall of Jerusalem.
哦，所以回应敌人的藐视最好的方法。
So the best way to respond to the mockery of an enemy,
祷告
is to pray.
交给神。
And to hand it to God.
我们的时间很重要。
Our time is important.
我们的时间没有剩余说去跟他理论。有时候也是多余的，像他这样刻意的要诽谤你，你跟他讲的天花乱坠啊，你跟他讲的滔滔不绝，他根本不理你啊。
Sometimes it is a waste of time to reason with the enemy because they may just ignore you.
那就认真做工。
So just focus on doing the work.
用神同工所得到的成就去塞住诽谤人的嘴巴。
And use how God is abiding with us to stop what these people are saying.
这个就是尼希米用的方法。
This is how Nehemiah dealt with the problem.
智慧而且有效。
He was wise and it was effective.
啊，因为这是敌人的攻击啊。
Because this is how the enemy attacked.
啊，如果是弟兄姐妹的建议，我们当然要参考。
Of course, if brothers and sisters make a suggestion, we should listen.
这是恶意攻击啊。
But this was malicious.
不要中了他的诡计。
Do not fall into their trap.
好，那我们再看第七节。
Verse seven.
那第七节，这一段呢，七节到十五节呢，就是敌人的工作呢会继续啊，他的破坏会继续。
Verses 7-15 says the enemy's accomplices join forces to obstruct.
好，你看，参巴拉还在啊，多比亚哦，打死不退。
Now Sambalat is still there. Tobiah is not going anywhere.
那现在又加了亚拉伯人。
And now there are the Arabs.
又加了亚门人
and the Ammonites,、
啊、加了亚斯图人
and the Ishtadites,、
哦、所以原来是参巴拉多比亚
originally it was Sambalat and Tobiah,、
啊、这是最主要的敌人
they are the main enemies,
可是现在又是聚集、啊、
but now there is a collective,、
啊、参巴拉是从 北面来的
Sambalat is from the north,
多比亚他是亚门是东边来的
Tobiah is an Ammonite from the east
那亚拉伯是南边来的
The Arabs are from the south
好那亚门就跟多比亚是一样
Ammonites are like Tobiah
都是从东边来的
From the east
那亚斯图呢
And what about the Ishtadites
亚斯图是腓力士的五个城市当中的一个
Ashdod was one of the cities of Philistine
那就是靠近地中海沿岸，是从西边来的。
They are west of the Mediterranean Sea.
就是靠近地中海。
So they are close to the Mediterranean Sea.
就是腓力士人呐、
啊。They are Philistines.
啊，那比跟以之前的一到三章的第一章、第二章的比较，哎，敌人更多了。
So there are more enemies compared to chapters 1 and 2.
哦，那到第四章。的前面来比较，又多了一些人了。
And then even in chapter 4, there are even more enemies now.
那就四面八方，通通把这个以色列百姓啊，把这个耶路撒冷城就围住了。
And then all the enemies came and surrounded Jerusalem.
这些是不同的人呐、啊，不同的人种。
These were all different people.
参巴拉是撒玛利亚人。
Sambalat was a Samaritan.
以色列人跟外族人通婚所生的下一代血统不纯正。
His bloodline was not pure, because they were mixed Israelites and foreigners.
多比亚他本身就是亚门人。
Tobiah is an Ammonite.
哦，他就是罗德跟他的小女儿乱伦所生的后代。
They're descendants of Lot having incest with his daughter.
那在南边的亚拉伯人呢，就是这个以实玛利的后裔。
The Arabs in the south are the descendants of Ishmael.
哦，那还有其他的亚门人。
And then the other Ammonites.
哦，那东西边的亚斯图腓力士人。
And the Ishtadites on the west.
这个跟以色列百姓完全没有血统关系的。
They are completely unrelated to the Israelites.
而且腓力士人是以色列百姓啊最长期最顽固的敌人啊。
And the Philistines were the most stubborn enemy of the Israelites.
他们一进入迦南地的时候，就一直跟非利士人在打仗，打了几百年。
When they went into the land of Canaan, they started hundreds of years of fighting with them.
来自不同地方，不同的血统。
They come from different places and they are of different lineages.
但是现在因为要敌对以色列百姓，都联合起来。
But they all join forces to fight and oppose the Israelites.
这让我们想起在诗篇第二篇有一句话。
This allows us to remember what's written in Psalms 2.
我们看诗篇第二篇。
Psalms 2.
让我们知道说我们这个敌人是从哪里来的。
So we can see where the enemy is from.
诗篇二篇第一节。
Psalms 2 verse 1.
看第二节。
And 2.
外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算这个虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。这个世界本来就恨我们。
This world hates us.
看到以色列百姓的城墙建了一半了，他们更生气更恨。
Seeing that the wall of the Israelites had been built to half, they were even more angry.
然后敌人集结的力量更大。
And the forces of the enemies increased.
他们有共同的敌人了。
They have a common enemy.
就是以色列百姓。
Which is the Israelites.
所以让他们凑在一起。
So this allowed them to join forces.
所以到末日的时候最终只有两个阵营。
So in the end days, there are only two camps.
就是神蒙爱的城，我们被拣选的百姓。
It is one the group of people that are loved and chosen by God.
另外一个就是敌对的阵营。
And the other camp is the opposition.
那这是时候了，我们要选，我们要站在哪一边？
And this is the time where we choose which side we stand on.
如果尼希米他不回来以色列地，
If Nehemiah did not return to Israel,
这些事情他都不会碰到。
He would not encounter these issues.
但是他就不成为尼希米了。
But then he wouldn't be this Nehemiah.
一个真正爱神、爱国、爱百姓的人啊。
Someone who truly loves God and loves his country.
他可以不做大官，但他一定要做大事。
Will choose not to be an official, but to do something great.
我们可以这么说，尼希米他后半生的生命是为此而来的。
We can say a Nehemiah's second half of his life was prepared for this.
他一直选择站在神这一边。
He kept on choosing to stand on God's side.
他愿意跟神的百姓一起受苦。
He was willing to suffer with God's people.
敌人的力量越来越大。
The strength of the enemy kept increasing.
所以听见修造耶路撒冷城墙着手进行，已经堵塞了破裂的地方，就甚慌啊，更生气啊。
When they heard that they were rebuilding the wall, they were very furious and very indignant.
好，那各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
魔鬼最怕什么事情啊？
What does the devil fear the most?
魔鬼最怕说你这个教会啊，你本来有很多破口，现在破口都堵住了，他们最生气。
The devil is most angry when this church has a lot of breaches, but they're all repaired.
本来破裂的地方啊，就任凭它破裂，敌人可以很容易攻进去。那曾几何时，不久的时间。怎么都修造好，都补好了。
And originally, those breaches were good for the devil because they serve as an entry point, but now it's repaired.
那我们可以得到一个体会，敌人的攻击越来越强，魔鬼的诡计越来越厉害的时候，就表示我们做的事情是对的，是他们不喜欢的。
We can have this feeling that the stronger the opposition of the devil means what we're doing is correct because they don't like it.
所以我们教会、我们家庭、我们个人信仰、侍奉各方面的破口。我们一定还是要把它补好。
So in the church, in the family, in our faith, we must still repair the breaches.
虽然敌人会很生气。
Even though the enemy will be angry.
那证明我们是站在神这边，证明我们做的事情是对的。
But it proves we stand on God's side, and it proves that we're right.
好，我们再看第八节哈。
Verse 8.
那大家都同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷啊，使城内扰乱，现在要进行攻击了。
And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion.
之前大概都是在言语上恐吓了、藐视了、讥笑了。
Previously, they were just using words to laugh and to mock.
但是现在要进行实质上的攻击。
But now they were actually going to attack them.
我 我们再看十一节
Verse 11.
我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀他们，使工作止住。你看看，要杀命啊！
They wanted to kill them.
啊，本来是口水战，现心理战，现在是要进行近距离的肉搏战。
Originally, it was a war of words, but now it is starting to become a physical war.
组织的军队。
They have formed an army.
而且要趁着偷袭来杀害他们这些工作人员。
And they will use their rest time to come and kill them.
那不用杀太多，只要杀了几个人呢，这个城自己乱了，那他们自己会倒了。
And they don't need to kill that many people. They just need to kill some, and then the city will collapse.
哦，前面讲的第四章一开始的这个敌人呢、啊，他第一波哈、啊，用话语来轻视、取笑、藐视，啊，不能奏效。
At the start of chapter 4, it talks about how the enemy used words to mock them.
反而促使以色列百姓啊加速啊这个攻城啊，结果呢，城就建了啊，这个城墙建到一半了。
But this actually galvanized the people to build the wall to half of its height.
那敌人就更加紧张。
So the enemy became more anxious.
啊，他们的攻击并不停止。
They did not stop with their attacks.
啊，要一波一波的攻进来。
They continued rounds and rounds of attacks.
那这位领导者怎么应对呢？
How does the leader deal with it?
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。好，那就是应对之道，跟之前的那一波一样，就是要祷告了。
It is to pray, which is the same tactic as used in the first round of attacks.
哦，之前已经有这个经验了。
They had this experience previously.
我们还是继续祷告来依靠神。
So we should continue to pray to rely on God.
啊，可是敌人已经放话。
But the enemy has changed their ways.
要杀害。
They want to kill now.
那为了防止这样的事情发生，
in order to prevent this from happening,
除了祷告以外，
apart from praying,
也要警醒守候。
We must also be vigilant.
啊，不管是夜晚白天，
whether at night or during the day,
要派哨兵来看守。
There must be guards guarding.
那这个哨兵是不能打瞌睡的。
And these guards cannot sleep.
那这样才能够保障他们的安全。
To keep them all safe.
啊，这也就是领导者他的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the leader.
哦，我们再看第十节啊。
Now let's read verse 10.
那现在又有一个新问题发现。
Here is another new problem.
啊，犹大人就说，他们的同胞就说了啊。
Then Judah said,
灰土很多，扛抬的人力气已经衰败啊。
The strength of the laborers is failing. There is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall.
所以我们不能再建造城墙了。
So we are not able to build the wall.
啊，因为可能有一些破坏的人要把这个城墙啊，就残破的地方把它拆下来。
Because they probably had to take down the broken parts of the wall.
啊，那也必须要把这些做一个整理。
And then tidy all of the stuff.
然后呢，又要把这个材料呢，再把它搬过来。
And then bring over the new materials.
那已经力气快衰败了。
So the strength of the laborers is failing.
啊，一方面又怕敌人会攻进来。
On one hand, they're afraid of the enemy attacking.
那工程进到一半了，所以之前的力气啊，到现在已经开始衰微。
And they are halfway through the work, but the strength of the laborers is failing.
那刚刚就提到啊，敌人有两波的攻击。
And we talked about how the enemy had two rounds of attacks.
这是从外面来的。
Which were external.
那现在呢，从内在开始产生一个软弱的现象。
But now there is this internal weakness.
那这些工作做工的人就反映这个问题。
People who are working talked about this problem.
啊，那怎么办？
So what can we do?
啊，这个领导者怎么样来应对？
How does the leader deal with this problem?
紧接着第十一节就这么说。
Verse 11 says,
啊，要杀害。
We must kill.
十二节。
Verse 12.
啊，又一个问题来了。
There was another problem.
那靠近敌人居住的犹大人十次从各处来见我们说，你们要回到我们那里，啊，这个意思是说，这个敌人比较靠近敌人的那个部分哈，这个以色列百姓他们觉得很危险，啊，所以有十次一直来跟尼希米反映这个问题。
It means that those Jews who are living close to the enemy felt very endangered, so they talked to Nehemiah about it 10 times.
那这个领导者不是视而未见，也不是听而未闻。
Now this leader did not just listen and then disregard their concerns.
从工作人员最基层的工作人员反映出来的问题。
The issues that a worker brings out.
啊，他听见了。
He hears it.
而且他要应对。
And he needs to respond to it.
因为这个不是只有工作问题，也是生命的问题。
Because this is not only an issue of work, but an issue of life.
那会十次来反映，表示这个问题是很严重的。
Now they mention this issue 10 times means it's a very serious issue.
那这个问题如果没有解决的话，这些工作的人啊，这个心智就会败坏。
If they don't solve this issue, then the heart of them to work will not be there.
那林西米就做了一个应对。
So Nehemiah made a response.
啊，他就让百姓哈、啊、各按宗族啊，因为他有责任区域嘛，责任区域是以家族为单位去分配的。
So he positioned the men behind the lower parts of the wall according to their families.
所以就按着这个家族宗族的作为单位。
So he set the people there according to their families.
啊，那这个家族中都要有人拿刀、拿枪、拿弓，然后站在城墙后边比较低的地方。
And they all had their swords, their spears, and their bows.
哦，那一方面敌人可以看得到。
On one hand, the enemies could see.
哦，现在这个以色列百姓啊，这个不是工程部队而已啊，现在是武装起来了。
That the Israelites were not just construction workers, but they have weapons.
那因为是以家宗族为单位，所以他们会轮流可以休息。
And because they are working in families, they can take turns and rest.
那么心就可以比较安定啊，力气就不会继续的衰微。
So they can be more calm and they won't be so weak.
所以这个问题就解决了。
So this problem is solved.
那尼西米他是做大事的人，他是解决问题的人。
So Nehemiah is someone who can solve problems.
哦，那真的是讲究这个实效。
And he is all about effectiveness.
我们相信这是神给他的智慧。
We trust that this is God's wisdom for him.
我们从第一章到第四章，一直看到他做的事情最多的就是祷告。
We see what he did the most in the first four chapters was to pray.
遇到问题就祷告，遇到问题就祷告。
When there was a problem, he prayed, and when there was a problem, he prayed.
所以在祷告中，他就得到智慧。
And when he prayed, he got wisdom.
那这里有拿刀拿枪。
Here they have swords and spears.
啊，这个是古代的枪哦，不是现在的这个装子弹的枪哦。
And so these are spears, not guns.
那是近距离打仗的时候要用的。
Which is used for close range warfare.
那这个弓呢？这个弓箭呢？就是远距离就可以打敌人。
And bows is for a longer range.
哦，那你拿着敌人就不敢靠近。
So when you are carrying a bow, the enemy will not draw near.
好，十四节。
Verse 14.
我查看了，就起来对贵胄、官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们。好，那现在他。除了有这些应对措施，再来就是要心里要喊话，心里喊话。
So now, after dealing with these issues, he needed to stir up these people's hearts.
那对什么样的人来说呢
？So who was he speaking to?
啊，这些领导的贵族还有官长。
To the nobles, to the leaders.
那他们就可以传达下去。
Then they can pass on the message.
说不要怕。
Do not be afraid of them.
那如果只是不要怕。讲不要怕，那还是会怕。
If you just say don't be afraid, they'll still be afraid.
那怎么样才不会怕
？So how can you not be afraid?
说当纪念主是大而可畏的。
Remember the Lord, great and awesome.
啊，那再来，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产来征战。
And fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
先鼓励，先心里喊话。不要怕。
So he first encourages them to not be afraid.
敌人这些措施只是要让我们怕。
The enemy is just trying to make us afraid.
那这个怕呢？这个影响会很大。
And being afraid will have a big impact.
啊，可能是对神失去信心。
We may lose faith in God.
那自己原来的一点力量也会衰微。
And any strength we have will diminish.
所以要纪念我们的主，信靠我们的主啊。
So we must remember the Lord and trust in the Lord.
那我们这位主是大而可畏的。
And our Lord is great and awesome.
我们真正要怕的是天上的神，不是敌人。
We should truly be afraid of a God in heaven, not the enemy.
啊，我们要信靠这一位神。
We must trust in this God.
啊，增强他们的信心。
To increase their faith.
那再来激励他们的战斗意志。
And then to inspire them to fight.
有一个具体的目标。
There is a practical goal.
要为我们这个家族的这个身家性命家产。啊，产业来征战。
We must fight for our positions and for our families.
所以其实我们每一场的灵战啊，在教会里面做圣工都是一样的。
And in the church, every spiritual battle is the same.
我们不是只有为这一代来战。
We're not just fighting for our current generation.
因为教会要永续经营。
Because the church needs to be braver and braver.
啊，所以这一代一定要为下一代树立好的榜样。
So this generation needs to set a good example for the next generation.
啊，我们纽西兰教会哈成立哈30多年的时间。
The churches in New Zealand have been here for around 30-odd years.
啊，的确，我们回忆过去哈，我们都会很受感动。
And if we think about the past, we'll be moved.
从无到有，从零开始。
From starting out with absolutely nothing.
多少的汗水。留下来。
How much sweat was made?
多少的泪水在祷告中也流下来。
How many tears were shed in prayer?
造就了今天的这个光景。
It has resulted in what we can see today.
那我们现在今天有很多年轻人。
Today we have a lot of young people.
我们的上一代为我们而战，那现在我们也要为我们的下一代而战。
The previous generation fought.For our generation, we must fight for the next generation.
我们的长辈给我们建立了这个基础。
Our seniors have built this foundation for us.
所以这个尼西米他所鼓励的不是只有这样的一个时间点，后续一直代代要相传。
So Nehemiah was not just about what was happening in the present, but also future generations.
那这个不是单纯说为了家族的产业，不是为了这个世上的产业来努力，因为这是神所应许的。神所应许的应许之地的福气要赐给亚伯拉罕跟亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以我们要抓住这个应许，这个应许不能够让它丢掉。
So it's not just about the houses, but it's about the promise that God gave Abraham and is passed down through the generations. This promise must be held on to.
表面上看起来好像为我们的家产来征战。
It seems like we're fighting for our own possessions.
是为神的国来征战。
But we're fighting for the kingdom of God.
哦，那这个大使命的感觉，这个使命感就会被激发出来。
And then this sense of duty will be stirred up.
哦，那个战斗意志就会增强。
That will to fight will come.
又加上信靠天上的这位神。
And by trusting in this God.
哦，那这样就可以啊。持续的来为这场征战呢来投入。
Then we can put all of our energy into this battle.
好，那我们再看15节啊。
Verse 15.
啊，这里有一件有趣的事情。
Here's something interesting.
仇敌听见我们知道他们的心意，看到神破坏他们的计谋，就不来了。
When the enemy heard it was known to us and God brought their plot to nothing, they returned.
尼西米对这些百姓说：“不要怕。”
So Nehemiah said to the people, "Don't be afraid."
那当他们真的不要不怕的时候
，And when they were actually not afraid,
啊，他们就超越这个害怕。
They were able to overcome being afraid.
结果那个会让他们害怕的事情就没有了。
Then the thing that was making them afraid was not there anymore.
敌人就没有来了。
The enemy stopped coming.
如果你不怕。
If you are not afraid,
我们就超越,
then we have overcome them.
那个会让我们怕的事情就不会来。
The thing that makes us afraid will not come.
如果我们怕,
if we are afraid,
有人在 COVID-19 跟耶稣请假请了3年。
For example, some people took leave from Jesus for 3 years during COVID-19.
有一些人3年了回不来。
Some people have not come back after 3 years.
这是全世界的问题。
This is a global problem.
在台湾，我们到加拿大、到美国，都一样面对这个问题。
in Taiwan, in Canada, in the USA, it's the same issue.
啊，事情这么严重，我们不敢来。
When things were serious, we were scared to come.
现在我们这里几乎没有在戴口罩。
Here now, pretty much no one's wearing a mask.
小弟前两个月还去加拿大、美国，加拿大大概差不多八成的人戴口罩。
2 months ago, I went to Canada, and about 80% of the people were wearing masks.
那到美国大概剩下三四成。
And then in the states, only 30-40%.
那这里呢，差不多只有一成，还不到一成。
And here, it's not even 10%.
这问题已经很低很低了。
This is a low priority issue now.
可是那些信徒还是回不来。
But those believers still don't come back.
那现在很值得我们去思考的问题。
So this is something for us to think about.
如果一个 community 让我们跟耶稣请假三年。
If COVID-19 makes us take holiday from Jesus for 3 years.
来不来是另外一件事情。如果怕未来还有让你无穷无尽会害怕的事情不断发生。
If we are scared of this, there will always be more things that we'll be scared of as well.
你小小的事情就会让你怕，不敢来。
If you're scared about something small and don't want to come.
敌人就是让你怕。
The enemy knows you're afraid.
魔鬼就是让你怕。
The devil will make you afraid.
结果就中魔鬼的计。
And then you'll fall into the trap.
不是说我们不需要保健，不需要这个防备措施。
It's not to say we don't need to have things that stop the spread.
如果我们有慢性病
，if we have a chronic illness,
年纪也比较大了
，and we are older,
有一些是医生跟他建议你不适合打疫苗。
Some doctors recommend for some people they shouldn't get the vaccine.
这些都是情有可原。
These are all real problems.
但现在回不来的这些信徒。
But now the believers who cannot return,
整天挂在网上的信徒,
they are on the internet all day.
真的就是这样吗?
Is this truly it?
还是怕的成分比较大?
Or is it actually the element of being afraid is bigger?
如果是基于合理的健康考量没有来,那我们倒是比较不担心。如果不是这样,小小事情就让我们怕,怕了三年还不敢回来,我们真的要考虑的我们对主耶稣的信心在哪里?
If it's due to a health reason that we don't come, that is okay. But if we're just scared of something small for 3 years, then we should examine our faith in God.
小弟有一次在，就是两个月前在加拿大，也是谈到类似这个问题的时候。
2 months ago in Canada, when I raised this issue,
有一对老夫妇哈，隔天就来教会了。
There was a elderly couple who came back to church the next day.
他们说，哦，这对夫妻已经放假两年多了，都不敢来啊。而且教会传道去访问的时候，还隔着玻璃啊。他在室内，传道在室外篱笆外啊，跟他哎挥挥手讲话，不让传道进来啊。怕成这样啊。
They didn't come to church for 2.5 years, and when the preacher went to visit them, they still had a glass screen which separated them and the preacher when they talked.
小弟也是。加强分贝了，也是这样强调了，无意责骂了，只是要强调鼓励，那个信心要拿出来，不要怕。
It is not
不要怕，你就超越。
It is not my intention to rebuke, but rather to encourage us to not be afraid.
可以来就要来。
If we can come, we should come.
你这一步不踏出来，你永远踏不出来。
If you don't take the step, you'll never take the step.
小小感冒就不敢来，小小伤风就不敢来，头痛就不敢来，流鼻涕就不敢来，什么事情会让你来？什么事情都是让你不来，没有一件事情会让你来。
If you're scared,
你永远软弱、啊。
If you're scared of coming because of a headache or a runny nose, then what sort of things, all sorts of things make you not want to come? All these minor things.
所以仇敌知道说，要让他们怕，结果他们不怕，不怕，那我们就不要去了，反正他也不怕、啊。
So、
就这样了、啊，有没有趣啊？很有趣啊！你怕，他继续来；你不怕，他就不来。
So it's interesting, when they are afraid, the enemy will come. When they're not afraid, the enemy will go away.
所以十五节说，那我们就回到自己的地方，又好好的工作。
So verse 15 says, everyone return to the wall, everyone to his work.
我们在合理的健康的这个考量下，无可厚非，小弟无意要来责备这些事情。
I am not rebuking those who have actual health concerns.
如果是因为我们信心不够害怕，那我们要好好想一想，是不是要加强祷告，求主耶稣让我们不要怕。
If we have less faith, and that's resulting in us being scared, we should reflect on our faith and pray more.
哦，所以我们要对挂在网上的弟兄姐妹喊话。
So we are preaching to those who are online.
你没有在现场看，我们现场还不到五个人戴口罩。
Have a look at everyone sitting here. Only about 5 people are wearing a mask.
都可以去 parking set， 都可以去很多地方啊，就只有教会走不到。
You can go to Pack and Save. You can go to lots of places, just not the church.
那是什么情况呢？
So what's going on?
我们过度害怕就没有力量。
If we are overly scared, we will lack the strength.
长久不来，属灵的生命会死亡。
If we don't come for an extended period of time, our spiritual life will die.
没有弟兄姐妹的肢体的生活互动关怀，爱心的做彼此的勉励照顾。属灵的生命会慢慢慢慢的式微。
If we don't interact with brothers and sisters and show love and concern, then the spiritual life will slowly die away.
我们怕的是这个。
What we are afraid of is this.
耶稣帮助我们大家。
May God help us all.
好，开始看十六节啊。
Verse 16.
好了，因为有这些经验啦。
Because of this experience,
那是这个敌人就暂时不来了。
The enemy temporarily stopped coming.
但是不代表他以后不来。
But it doesn't mean they will not come in the future.
那还是要警醒啊。
They still need to be on guard.
所以他的应对是怎么样呢？
So how did they defend?
他就叫他的仆人哈，一半做工一半拿枪。
The servants, he told those who were working so that they carried a tool and also a weapon.
而且拿盾牌拿弓啊，还穿铠甲。
And they have a sword and they also carried a shield.
这个就是全副武装啊。
This is the full armor.
好像是一个军队的正规军的打扮啊，这个装备一样。
They're like a proper army or dressed like a proper army.
啊，那这里有说这是尼希米的仆人。
And here it says these are Nehemiah's workers.
可能就是他的这个保卫队啊。
This is probably his bodyguards.
在他旁边的哈，他可以来安排的这个仆人。
These were workers he could arrange around him.
那这些仆人并没有直接在工作。
Now these workers were not actually working.
那现在把他分了哈，就一半做工。
So now he has divided them, so half of them work.
那一半拿枪。
And the other half, take weapons.
以下的正规军的。
And then they also have this proper what they wear.
那一半做工的人力可以派上用场，另外一半武装的可以保卫这个安全。
So one portion can do the work, the other portion can protect the safety.
所以他这样的安排非常好。
So this was a very nice arrangement.
那另外呢，官长都站在犹大众人的后边。
And then all of the rulers stood behind them.
就是在鼓励啊，在支持啊，
which
作为他们的支持啊。
Which is acting as their support.
啊，那这个这样的安排非常的完美。
This sort of arrangement is very nice.
那我们再看十七节。
Verse 17.
修造城墙的啊，在直接在工作的人呢、啊、
？Those who built on the wall.
哦，他们要扛抬材料的。
Those who carried burdens.
啊，就一手做工，一手拿兵器。
They with one hand worked and the other held a weapon.
二十一节也是这么说。
Verse 21.
啊，那就是一半啊，在普尼西米的这个保卫军可以这么理解，啊，近身的这些啊保卫的工人呢，啊，他们全副武装，有一半全副武装来。做这个保卫的工作。
So that those people around Nehemiah that was doing the protecting, half of them were doing this protecting work.
那另外直接工作的，他们就是一面做工，一面拿兵器。
And the other half, they both worked and held a weapon.
啊，就是十八节说的。
Which is what it says in verse 18.
腰间佩刀。
They had a sword girded at their side.
背着刀，配着刀来工作。
They had a sword or they built.
有集体的正规军的装备。
They have this proper attire of an army.
每一个工作的人，他也腰间佩刀。
Everyone who worked had a sword at their side.
可能随时要打仗。
At any moment they may need to fight.
因为有撒玛利亚的军队。
Because there is the army of Samaria.
而且放风声要来杀害。
And they are coming to attack them.
哦, 这是他的安排。
This is his arrangement.
很得法的。
This is a very good method.
那18节这里又有一件事情。
Verse 18 also says,
吹角的人在我旁边。
The one who sounded the trumpet was beside me.
那这是单数，就表示有一个吹角的人。
This is one person who blew the trumpet.
吹羊角。
It was a horn.
要传达信息。
To preach a message.
反映随时的状况。
To reflect what was happening at the time.
那只有一个人在吹号。
There is only one person that is blowing.
在尼希米的旁边。
They were next to Nehemiah.
表示这是统一来指挥。
It means that this is one conductor.
吹长吹短都有他们的信号。
A short horn and a long horn also has their meaning.
这个作用就是19节。
And its function is in verse 19.
他是对贵族和官长。
He said to the nobles and the rulers,
还有百姓。
And the rest of the people.
这个工程很大。
The work is great and extensive.
要持续一段时间。
And we need to do it for a while.
而且我们的面积也是广大。
And we have this large area to cover.
我们最近跟最远的距离呢，是很远的。
We are separated far from one another.
那必须要用这个角声来传达意见。
So we need to use the sound of the trumpet to...
如果敌人在我们这边出现，我们吹号，你们要过来。
Proclaim and blow. If the enemy is here, we will sound the trumpet. You need to come.
有其他的消息，就有这个吹角的人统一来发出。
So this, the sound of the trumpet conveys a single message.
而且是尼希米在指挥。
And it is Nehemiah who is in charge.
那个时候也没有手机啊。
There were no phones at the time.
那也没有通讯设备啊。
And there were no messaging apps.
那这是当时候最好的方工具。
This is the best way they could do things.
所以他们联络得很好。
So it connected them very well.
教会就是要这样推动圣公。
The church needs to be like this in doing church.
只有一个意见。
There should only be one suggestion.
执务会的带领。
And it is the church council that is guiding things.
意见是一致的。
The suggestion is consistent.
而且信息要通畅通达，所有的人能够知道。
And the message needs to go out to everyone.
因为这也是战争，这也是工作。
Because this is a war, this is a work.
尼希米这个领导者，他所做的都是非常称职。
What Nehemiah did as a leader was very wise.
值得我们学习。
And something we can learn from.
好，那20节。
Verse 20.
你们听见脚声在哪里，你们就要聚集我到我们那里。
Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there.
那大家互相帮补，互相照顾。
And we will help each other.
吹角的只有一个。
There is only one who sounds the trumpet.
不是各有各的，这个一把号，各吹各的调。
It is not,
教会就乱了。
If everybody in the church had their own trumpet which they sounded, it would be disruptive.
那最后这个二十节这句话很好。
The last sentence for verse 20 is good.
我们的神必为我们征战。
Our God will fight for us.
讲完了这些具体的措施以后，还要加上一个信心的鼓励。
After saying all of this, there is an encouragement for their faith.
我们的神必为我们征战。
Our God will fight for us.
那就是先确定我们跟神是站在一边的。
This confirms that we're standing on the same side as God.
神是我们的。
God is ours.
神认定我们，我们站在神那边，所以神为我们征战。
God is on our side. He will fight for us.
我们是属于神的人。
We belong to God.
我们也站在神那边。
We stand on God's side.
敌人不是在神这边。
The enemy is not on God's side.
敌人不是只有敌对我们，他们也在敌对神。
The enemy is not against only us, but also God.
所以神会为我们而战。
So God will fight for us.
其实也是神为自己而战。
God will fight for himself.
因为我们是属于神的子民。
Because we belong to God.
所以我们今天要怕的是什么呢？
So today what should we be afraid of?
不要怕敌人很多。
Do not be afraid that there are many enemies.
不要怕敌人有军队的组织。
Do not be afraid that the enemy has an army.
不要怕敌人有这么多的族群联合把我们团团围住。
Do not be afraid that there are lots of enemies joining together.
我们要怕的是，如果神没有为我们征战的话，我们一定是一败涂地。
We should be afraid if God does not fight for us, everything will be in vain.
所以战争的胜败不在乎兵马，也不在乎人数的多跟少。
So the battle is not in the military power or how many people there are.
神使人 征战的胜败都在神，在乎神。
The battle, whether a success or failure, is in the hands of God.
这些对当时候的百姓一定有很大的鼓励作用。
Now, these would have been very encouraging for the people to hear.
我们再看21节啊。
Verse 21.
那所以当时候他们情况怎么样？
So we see what the situation was like.
从天亮到星宿出现的时候。
From daybreak until the stars appeared.
天亮就开始做工，一直做到这个星星出现了。
From daybreak until the stars appeared.
要把握时效,
they need to seize the opportunity.
希望能够在最快的时间把它完成,
to complete the work in a short amount of time.
所以他们非常珍惜每一分每一秒,
so they cherished every second, every minute.
那就没有任何一分的一秒可以浪费啊, 去跟敌人在那边这样斗嘴。
They didn't waste time fighting with the enemy.
那用努力完成工作来塞住敌人的嘴巴。
They tried hard to complete the work to make the enemy not talk.
还有权宜之计。
And also they have this guard.
变通，大家都住在耶路撒冷。
They have this arrangement that all the people stayed in Jerusalem.
可能有一些家庭家族他们住在耶路撒冷的外围。
And maybe some families lived further away from Jerusalem.
那现在呢，先来暂时住在耶路撒冷城里。
But now they would come and stay in Jerusalem for a short time.
那这样的话呢，这个工作的交通的时间可以缩短了。
So then this transport time can be decreased.
而且呢，在晚上啊，在耶路撒冷城里面来住呢。 会比较安全,
and it is safer to live inside Jerusalem at night.
所以那就要克难啊。
So you have to overcome this issue.
这众人暂时没有办法回到自己的家。
Because these people cannot go home for now.
好像战争一样啊。
It is like a war.
这个士兵上战场啊, 他不能够说我要周休二日啊。
When the soldier goes out to fight, he cannot say, I want a day off on Tuesday and Sunday.
非常时期啊。
This is an unprecedented time.
那我们就知道说，有时候为教会的工作，我们真的要牺牲。
And we see sometimes for the church work, we need to make sacrifices. We must endure hardship.
很多时候我们要离开舒适圈,
we must leave our comfort zone.
我们会害怕。
We may be afraid.
这个未来的世代啊, 这些孩子啊, 吃不了苦。
That the next generation may be like strawberries, that they are very fragile and cannot endure hardship. We have lots of young people here. We hope that you will not become fragile like a strawberry.
我们爱主的话,
if we love the Lord,
必要像尼希米,
we must be like Nehemiah.
可以不做大官, 我要做大事。
So he doesn't want to be a high official, but he wants to do something great.
放掉高官厚禄。
He put aside his official, being an official.
来为神吃苦。
To suffer for God.
未来的世代。
The future generations.
还有很多苦要让我们吃。
There are lots of hardships to endure.
所以我们呼吁在座的父母。
So we exhort our parents here.
要鼓励我们的孩子。
To encourage our children.
不要只体贴我们肉体的需要,
to not just think about our physical needs.
有时候要有付出牺牲的精神。
Sometimes we must have this willingness to make a sacrifice.
为教会受苦,
to suffer for the church.
其实现在没有什么苦可以受啊。
Actually, there is not much to suffer now.
大概是剩下这个苦瓜比较苦一点。
Maybe bitter melons are a bit more bitter.
现在的人要吃苦啊，没有什么苦可以吃。
There's actually not much bitterness to eat now.
但是我们想，尼希米就是为神受苦啊。
But Nehemiah suffered for God.
如果他没有回来，
if he didn't come back,
他不去趟这一池浑水，他乐得轻松啊。
If he didn't go back this time, he would have been very relaxed.
但是爱神的人不是这样。
But someone who loves God is not like this.
是他要刻苦。
So he endured hardship.
你看23节,
verse
23.
He set an example.
他所跟他一起的人,
he and those with him.
他的家人, 他的仆人,
his brethren, his servants.
还有他的护兵,
and the men of the guard.
前面16节讲的仆人, 可能是那个仆人,
probably the servants in verse 16.
不脱衣服。
They did not take off their clothes.
然后呢，出去打水的时候也把兵器带着，战战兢兢。
And they took their water. They took all of their weapons when getting the water.
必要的时候是需要吃苦。
When there is a need, we must endure hardship.
那这是在我们侍奉的过程中，我们必须要先有觉悟的。
This is something we should realize in serving.
那也证明我们真的爱主。
And it proves that we actually love God.
求主帮助我们大家。
May God help us all.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
170。
170.